Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome. Welcome to Dare to Win. This is the regular Thursday night broadcast for Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative. We are here this evening to have discussion on sober subjects, things that relate to our progress and our moving forward. Stick and stay with us. We'll be right back with you to get our show started. Good evening once again, and welcome. Welcome to Dare to Win. This is the place where we have a sober discussion on the economic and political plight of Black people and the global cooperative economic model that provides an exact method of gaining economic and political self-determination. We are building the global machinery for our economic freedom and sovereignty, and the methodology to pass it forward to future generations. So pleased to have you and our listening audience with us this evening. I'm Sister Nanana, and I will be your host this evening. And our subject is, with group participation focused on the greater good, are all of our problems solvable? With group participation focused on the greater good, are all of our problems solvable? That's the subject we'll be addressing this evening. For those of you who would care to join our conversation, you can do so by dialing 929-477-2789. Press the number 1 on your keypad if you want to make a comment or ask a question. And if you want to join us via your computer, go to www.usliftingus.com. That's www.usliftingus.com. Click the Ulu Radio tab, and then click on Listen Live, and you'll be able to join us on Dare to Win. Our guest this evening that's going to lead us through the subject, and once again, our subject is with group participation focused on the greater good, are all of our problems solvable? Brother Thurman is with us this evening. He is a Us Lifting Us board member, and we're very pleased to have Brother Thurman with us to share thoughts and ideas on this timely subject and to guide us through what should be promising to be a very interesting and energetic subject this evening. Brother Thurman, please let the listening audience hear from you. Would you care to welcome them?
Oh, absolutely. And I thank you first, Sister Nanana, because it's always a pleasure to participate along with you and give thanks to all of the listening audience. And we need to now more than ever to put our minds together and come up with effective solutions and get beyond the confused thoughts that's being thoughts and lifestyles that's being offered to us.
Definitely, for sure. I agree with you 100% on that. This is for sure a time for action, and we need clear thoughts in order to take that action. So let's go ahead and get right into the subject this evening, Brother Thurman. With group participation focused on the greater good, are all of our problems solvable? That is truly a thought-provoking topic for the evening. Get us started, Brother Thurman. I'm going to ask, why did you choose this subject? What's the background and the history related to it? And help us to understand why you chose this particular subject.
When you say background, history related to it, because for a long time I've just, as we advance in higher and evidence-based knowledge, we get greater clarity about what's really happening and what's really the cause of things. And then it doesn't make it difficult that on a regular basis you see through things that you know solvable. We just have to use the right healing modality to accomplish that, and whether it's through the knowledge and on and on. And it just constantly bothers me. And so I have asked, like I still do, whoever I might see, what's the world coming to? And often they give different answers, but oftentimes they say it's coming to an end. And when they say that, I ask them, I said, well, do you think it's solvable, savable? And some of them said, I don't know. Because they had never thought about it. And so we got a major problem of things that's coming at us and people are not thinking about it. And so to say more, I chose this topic because more and more layers of confusion, pollution of the mind and body are being added unnaturally, unspiritually, and unrighteously to our lives. Mass numbers of the people are thinking and behaving as if this chaotic confusion is an acceptable new normal. That's nothing, and there's nothing we can do to stop and correct this intentional madness. Solvable can be defined as there's answers, there's solutions, and it's curable. The opposite thinking suggests that the problems are hopeless, unexplainable, and impossible to solve. And so if you take, for example, cancer cures, people have for many, many decades been so-called raising money for a so-called cancer cure, and there always have been cancer cures, and there still is in the natural and energetic world. But the ones that's running the pimp game, they are behind manipulating the well-being of people as well as making huge and tremendous amounts of money so that they can economically dominate the world. And so I said, thinking, your opposite thinking. And so there's a song that says, I believe I can fly. And most of the people that have heard of the song, sang the song, they haven't thought about it, they haven't read about it, they haven't learned about it, that amongst African people, there always have been, and there still are a few scattered around, that can fly, can elevate. And so songs, a lot of passed on sayings that people sing or repeat, they have no idea because we've been taken away from looking for origins and timelines of things. And so some few years ago, somebody that I can't recall who it was said to me that when it comes to the subject of African people being able to fly, the major reason we can't is because we already believe we can't. So then we don't know what we could do if we weren't blocked with believing that we can't. And so when it comes to the solvable issues in whatever area of people and life activities, they are believing we got to find some pill or whatever for a cancer cure, and we got to wait and sit and wait for some savior to come back to save us. And we're dependent on the ones that have always been cruel to us to feed us and supply us with water and on and on. And that's an insane and self-defeating way of thinking.
Wow, you've really set the stage here and said quite a bit with the examples that you've given. And so what I hear you saying is that this confused state that we find ourselves in right now, that this is something that we can put some order into, or that we can create some resolution in, depending upon our thought processes. And how diligent we are with those, and how strongly we govern and move forward with some positive thought process. So I find that very uplifting, because right now we are definitely living in some troubled times with the plandemic and various other political battles that are going on, in addition to what we have been dealing with on a constant, regular basis, always. So that is refreshing to put a caveat around that says we can find resolution to this. And I would even go further and say, we absolutely must. We absolutely must find resolution to it, because no one is going to do it for us. That's for sure. You have tuned in to Dare to Win. This is the regular Thursday night radio broadcast for Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, LLC. I'm Sister Nanana, and I'm your host for this evening. We have Brother Thurman, who's assisting us to embrace a topic and a subject entitled With Group Participation Focused on the Greater Goal, the Greater Good, Are All of Our Problems Solvable? Please feel free, if you would care to join the conversation, if you have a comment or a question, you can dial in 929-477-2789. Press the number 1 on your keypad, and that'll let us know you'd like to make a comment or ask a question, and we invite you to join the discussion this evening. So let's go a little bit further, Brother Thurman, now that you've opened this subject for us and led us in the direction of seeing that quite a bit of our success in our progress moving forward has to do with our thought processes. It's profound, because what that says to me is that everybody can play a role. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Everybody can play a role. Well, let me ask this question. I have heard off and on in many different arenas that there is a war, a literal war that's being waged against us. Given that, what is your perspective? Because you're talking about whether or not problems are solvable. So is there a war being waged against us? And if so, is it solvable?
And the answer is yes, there is a war being waged on us, and yes, it's solvable. And I'm not speaking of that from my opinion, because I don't care what my opinion is about a whole lot of things. I care about what the evidence bears out. And there's a war, a state of emergency that we are in, but we have been attacked for so long and fed misinformation and false information that the attackers, the outside invaders that came long ago, from the time that they came to invade us, they have never, ever stopped being at war with us. But they are so determined, and they search out every area of life that they can possibly find, more than we could name, to wage war against us. And when we've been duped, we don't see it. And so the war, the brutality is in front of us. It comes out on the news. It comes out on the streets. But in our mind, if our mind is dull, it's like a car that's not firing on all cylinders. You're a dull mind that needs a tune-up. It doesn't get it all. So as ancestor Sister Barbara Sizemore said, we just don't get it. Yeah, of course, that doesn't apply to all of us, because there's lots of us, and there's growing numbers of us all over this planet that are gaining greater and greater clarity, and they're doing what we're supposed to do, and that is spread the higher knowledge, the evidence-based knowledge, to our people and to the world. And but when it's right in front of us and we're looking at it with our two eyes, but we are failing, as the ancient ones taught us and left it in stone and images, that we have what's called the mind's eye, or the third eye. And when that's not open because of pollution, because of devitalizing dead foods and other things, and chemicals that's been put into us through medications and vaccinations, our mind's eye is not functioning, because it's attached to a gland in the middle of the head called the pineal gland. And it's a lot of things connected to that. And we have to open up and help each other and guide each other to get nourished, to get detoxed, and to reopen that mind's eye so that we can really see with clarity. And the war it's a horror story. When you see it, it's a horror story. Wherever you go, you can go in grocery store, medical facility, or whatever, it's a horror story, and it's all solvable. And when I say grocery store, so when you see people in the grocery store are riding around on carts, and you look at what they've got in their basket, it's a horror story. But that's when you've got clarity and you can see it. And if they don't see it, but those of us that have clarity, we see it real well. We still love them, but we know, and we say to ourselves, what damage has been done to their thinking, for them to think that what they've got in that grocery cart is good eating, or good from the perspective of really nourishing you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, it sounds to me like there's a lot for us to take stock of, to reevaluate, and to change our behavior, change our thinking around how we are moving and being in the world. So I see we have a question. So let's go ahead and open the mic and take a question, Brother Thurman. Caller, last four digits, 6050. Would you state your name, where you're calling from, and then give us your question or your comment, please? Hello, caller, 6050. Please
Hello.
State
Good
your
evening.
Question.
Good evening.
Yes.
You asked me to state my question. So I think it's a good topic. Topic is good tonight. The question is, what are the next steps to solving this problem?
Mm-hmm.
And what are those steps being taken now? Or do you think those steps are being taken now? I have my own thoughts, but I want to get your thoughts first.
Thank you for your question. And your name, please, and where you're calling from.
My name is Patrick, and I'm calling from Toronto.
Thank you so much, Patrick, calling from Toronto. What are the next steps, I believe, was your question. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
To help solve the problem.
To resolve these problems. All right. Brother Thurman?
Yes,
would you like to address that, please? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the steps are happening right now all over the planet, and it's continuing to be improved upon, and that involves getting, as the topic question was related to, group participation focused on the greatest good. And so the challenge is to get more and more of the people in order to solve it. Live in mass is to get more of the people to participate and realize that there is what's called the greatest good. You could call it the highest good, and the ancients were very much familiar with that. And so we've got those of us, as we are getting that greater clarity and focusing and seeing the benefits of the greatest good, we've got to take it to the ones that don't know, that's been misled, which applies to the masses of the people on the planet, especially in so-called civilized societies. And so it's solvable, and it's happening. It's just that there's still an enormous need for it to be happening large scale. So when it comes to wellness and not having cancer and diabetes and high blood pressure and on, there's huge numbers and growing numbers of our people that are living a lifestyle that they may live to be 100 or more and never have those things. So it's solvable. It's already solvable for them. We've got to reach the masses that don't know that. And you and I and we all can participate. That's why that word group participation, that's what we must do. Not me say I'm going to just do my own thing and just worry about me. Me or I is not the subject. We is the subject.
If I could interject something as well, I judge that there's a massive re-education that needs to take place so that we can better, first of all, understand the position that we're in. Secondly, be clear about the power we possess to change that and identify the tools that we have to move forward to change our circumstances. And I see that that re-education process is going to, well, it's already starting to take place now. One of the favorable things I judge that's occurring as a result of the whole COVID situation is that we have an opportunity to create learning environments for our children and to involve adults in that learning environment as well. And one of the major things I think that needs to be taken place in that learning environment is creating and truly an understanding not only about the circumstances that we're in, but our ability to change those circumstances. And a great deal of our ability to change those circumstances has to do with coming together in a community and working as teams, not as individuals, to resolve what needs to be resolved. That's a big piece of the re-education, because we've been taught that it's okay for us to be the Lone Ranger, and it really isn't. Really is not at all. And so, you know, that's my perspective on what needs to happen going forward to create the opening of the door for us to bring about resolution, is that we have to re-educate ourselves to be able to change our thinking and re-educate ourselves to understand that our progress going forward cannot be individual progress. It has to be communal. It has to be family-oriented. It has to be cooperative-centered in order for us to be successful. So I see we have thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Patrick, for your question.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Yeah, I see we have a couple of other callers that want to ask questions. Caller 3440, would you state your name and where you're calling from, and then give us your question or your comment?
Yes, greetings, family. This is Brother Shabaka, and I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. Extremely good and important topic. I wanted to just quickly add to the conversation dealing with the question that Brother Patrick, and it's interesting that, you know, Brother Patrick from Toronto called, because there are some extreme measures being taken that I understand, at least information that I got regarding the pandemic the government has taken in order to isolate, quarantine, and what have you. But to get to the basis of his question, and I think what you and Brother Thurman had offered, is that the coming together, exchanging, we may not necessarily see this right away because we don't control the propaganda machinery that is constantly broadcasting, you know, the false narrative, right? And so what we see is what's on the and it's interesting that on the news, the reporters are really good actors. And so we have to look at if we consume and rely on the news media, we have to understand that they are actors. They get paid to act the same way that you go to a production. They are acting, all right? And they're acting right now. Is confusing. But then when you have people that goes beyond the confusion and group together, and the internet has allowed us to be able to communicate long distances where it was difficult before, due to, you know, finances a little bit cheaper now, we're able to come together, look at these questions, and although we may not necessarily have access to the machinery, all right, to present our own narrative, we are gaining momentum. And I don't usually like to applaud anything that Europeans are doing, but see, right now, in addition to the war against us, the Europeans are struggling among themselves for how to control the globe. And see, that gives us a little opportunity and a break. For instance, right now, it seems like everybody, England, what have you, is pushing this pandemic in the form of distributing the vaccine and eventually to us. But see, what is not being told is that there are groups of people forming among the European elite to raise and bring legal challenges and lawsuits against the false narrative and fraudulent claim that the some testing that's done to confirm that we've been infected is in fact a lie. So they're fighting. We don't know about that. Well, that's good. They're fighting about that, and as they continue to fight, all right, the truth will be told. But as while they're fighting, we have to make sure that we tell the truth, all right, and that we lay a foundation for how we can both socially and economically sustain ourselves and prosper. And then I think that'll eventually raise its heads as they continue their little civil war. So it may not appear, and so what you, Sister Nanana, said about the mass education and Brother Thurman, that it's already going on. We're already doing it. It's just that we don't see it because it's not put on the news media, which some of us have become to rely on. So I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to say this, Bill. But I'm glad that Brother Patrick from Toronto understanding that there's some things going on there, and hopefully Brother Patrick, maybe through our connection, can tell us some of the things that we may need to prepare for, so that we don't get impeded as we're coming together, exchanging information, and at the same time not get derailed by consuming our attention to what they're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your comments, Brother Shabaka. Thank you so very much. All righty. So let's see here. We have several people that want to make comments. And so what I'm going to suggest is that we take a very quick music break, and we will be right back. I see that we have a few people waiting in queue with their comments and their questions, and we will get to you right after we have a short break. Stick and stay with us, and we will be back with you soon.
Dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With a groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe.
Get it on my foot, the dog. Oh, I'm gonna go down, I'm gonna go down.
All right, we are back with you again. This is Dare to Win, regular Thursday night broadcasts for Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, LLC. We are here every Thursday evening starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And our subject this evening is with group participation focused on the greater good, are all of our problems solvable? And Brother Thurman, who's on the board of Us Lifting Us, is assisting us to go through this particular subject this evening. And we have a couple of callers waiting in queue with questions. So let's take a couple of more questions, and then we'll get back with Brother Thurman and hear more of what he has to share with us. 7204, caller, last four digits, 7204. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, and then ask your question or make your comment, please?
Yes, good evening. This is Deborah calling from Richmond, Virginia. How y'all doing this evening?
Doing well, Sister Deborah. It's always good to hear your voice. Thank you for being with us.
Yes, thank you. My question is, what are we going to do about it's words that are constantly going out of people's mouths everywhere I look, everywhere on TV, and it seems like it's normal. But it's not normal. It's wrong, and no one is doing anything about it. One of the words that they use is minority. And I think that it dwells in people's minds that we are a minority, but there's no minority about us.
Mm-hmm.
And that has a lot, words like that, sublime words, stick with you, and, you know, you just, it just sinks in your head, and you really don't think about it, but it's there. And a lot of people think that way. They think that we are a minority, and I think that has a lot to do with, in their minds, how powerful we are not. When we are powerful, if we ever come together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I just was wondering, you know, what can we do about these sublime things that's going around? People need to not believe everything they hear. And they don't take time to go and look up stuff, you know? And something needs to be done about that.
Thank you for your question, Sister Deborah. Thank you so much. Brother Thurman, yes. Would you care to make a response? Brother Thurman?
Yes, I'm sorry. I definitely hear and comprehend what Sister Deborah is talking about, because words have power, including destructive power. And we've got so many things that we have to counter what others are doing, but while simultaneously make sure that we have the intent to let as much as we can to elevate our thinking, our actions, our speech, and our behavior, and to show our people, but to show the rest of the world that we are not what they said we are. And so we've got the simultaneous responsibility of countering whatever they say by the way that we elevate and show ourselves on that higher side. And you know, part of the conversation tonight would have to include our spiritual elevation. And in that process, so the people that would call us, that they act as if they believe it, but they don't truly believe it, because they know from even on a small scale inwardly that we are, have been, and still are the greatest that's ever in human form existed on this planet, to their knowledge, so that we're not the lowest of the beings in any form, including genetically. And we've just got to counter that, and we still got to, among the all of the issues that we got to resolve, we got to, you know, categorize which ones are the most important ones.
Thank you so much for your response, Brother Thurman. And if I might add a little something to that, a couple of things, Sister Deborah, come to mind for me. First of all, for all of us to step up and do what you just did, and that is to bring subject matter such as that to the forefront, because it certainly is important. Vocabulary and understanding the power of words is that is one of the most powerful things that we can have at our disposal. And once again, I really stress the second piece that I think needs to go along with that is the re-education of our young people. We have a prime opportunity now to create learning environments for our young people whereby etymology is a subject that is taught and whereby they will start to understand the importance and the power of words and various terminology and phrases. And the term minority is certainly not one that applies to us. You know, minor meaning unable to take care of oneself, needing supervision, aid and support, and minority meaning being lesser in terms of numbers. Neither of those applies to us because on a worldwide basis, we are the majority population. So starting to teach that in schools and to teach etymology is absolutely vital for us, but also for each and every one of us to take the step that you just took and to bring that subject up and to present it is a way of starting that education process as well. So thank you for that question. It's made an impact for sure.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You as well. Thank you for being with us. Okay. We have one more question and then we're, yes, Brother Thurman, were you?
Well, I was just saying. I'm okay.
Okay. We just have another person who is wanting to ask a question or make a comment. Caller 6050, please tell us your name and where you're calling from, and then ask your question or make your comment, please.
Hi, this is Patrick again. I'm just listening, and I don't want to take time from someone else who wants to ask a question if someone else is in the queue. I can wait till afterwards to make my comment.
All right. Thank you, Brother Patrick.
Yeah, and just I'd like to say to Patrick that he said he had some thoughts of his own. Just take down the email address info@usliftingus.com, info@usliftingus.com, and you can send us your thoughts, and we could at some point have a conversation. And if you've got some things that's vital for our group participation and for the greater good of the group, you could very well be on the Uplifting Us call to express your thoughts.
Okay, we'll do that. And the brother say something about
take the email address info@usliftingus.com. Just email us with your thoughts, and we can communicate.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Brother Thurman, you know, we've got some lively discussion going this evening. Obviously, it's a subject that strikes a chord with many, many people. And as I'm continuing to think through what we're being presented with this evening, I can't help but think that there are major issues and major topic areas that are affecting us, that if we act in a group participatory fashion, that we will be able to make a more positive impact on, and that we can move forward in a way to resolve these. And so the one that's coming to mind for me right now is food security and the whole issue of worldwide hunger. So if you could please address that, how do you see worldwide hunger and food security relating to this whole topic of group participation focused on the greater good? And is this something that's solvable?
Yes, it absolutely is solvable, and it's certainly related to the group participation and the greatest good. And it's another one related to this war that's being waged in this state of emergency. That's just one of the emergency issues that we have. And it's about the people, it's about our communities. And if our people are not well, then we are not well, and our group security is in jeopardy. And it's solvable, yes. And we've got to, as you had said earlier in giving praise to Sister Deborah, we've got to educate the children. And when it comes to the worldwide hunger, it's solvable. It's just being suppressed by those that are in economic power and control of resources and land and warehouses. But there's lots of people that are starving and hungry around the world, but they're in places around the world where there's huge warehouses that's loaded up with food that could be distributed to those people. But the distribution channels are made difficult for those people to get it, but it's not by mistake or not like somebody forgot. It's intentional. So then what we have to do is we've got to step up more and be intentional about us being major producers of food and also communities where we can house them, feed them. And so right now we're faced with, along with the food issue, is people being jobless, homeless, and that's going to further have people that are suffering and actually making their transition because of starvation from malnourishment. And we've got to just do a widespread, simultaneous re-education of the people about the food. And I just want to bring up, if you get images of starving children, for example, starving regardless of age, they often have swollen bellies and bald heads, and it's a sign of malnutrition. But as Dick Gregory had said years ago, that if you go to a busy airport and you see some busy business executives and they've got a swollen belly and a bald head, and the difference is the people out there with no homes and no food, they've got the same condition from malnourishment, and the one that's the business person that's got money and can eat all they want, they eat devitalized food and they get the same results: a swollen belly and a bald head. And we've got to correct and elevate our people's awareness about this. And so in the process of dealing with that, we've got to get back to the land, which is vital for our well-being, spiritual, mental, physical, and nutritional well-being. Get back to the land where we can be a major part of making sure that our people are not hungry and they're not being given devitalized food. Because the last thing I want to say is that there's been organizations for years that call themselves raising money to feed the people that's hungry, but most of the time they're feeding them devitalized food. And sometimes it's got some things in it that was intentionally meant to harm them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's, you really said a mouthful with that one, particularly about the intentional harm being done with the what we now call genetic engineering of food, and it is it's pervasive all around the planet. And I judge it's something that we really need to educate ourselves on so that we truly understand that we are what we eat. And so if we're eating so-called food and we don't truly understand what's in it and the potential impact of it, then we may be setting ourselves up for some real long-term problems. And also creating problems for future generations, because there are some substances out there now that can actually affect DNA. So
yes.
it's that's a very deep subject, very deep and serious subject for sure. Well, let's take one more and then we'll start wrapping up here, Brother Thurman. Another question that's coming to mind for me is, what is there within the realm of spiritual connectedness that you feel we need to be paying attention to? What is there, in terms of our spirituality, that we need to be paying attention to?
We need to be, in simple terms, get quiet and meditation, being still, being quiet, and tune into your inner self, because we have within us some spiritual energetic power. And In the spirit realm, there is untapped and unlimited power that is not being used by the masses of the people for guidance, for healing, for protection, and for nourishment. And there's a lot said right there for healing. And so we have in that spirit realm the ability to heal each other for serious issues beyond the comprehension of most people, because if they have not delved into it and experienced it, then they don't know. And so if they had a paralysis in a body part, like an arm or whatever, and hands that wouldn't open, the only thing that reference they have in their mind is to go to the medical facility. And if they had, at the example that I gave of paralysis where they got their hand and their arm up to their chest and they can't move it, if you go to the medical facilities, what two things would they do to you? One may begin with some drugs or something that they stick in you, and the other one would be some surgery. But oftentimes in that scenario I just described, they didn't need either one. They had a circulation problem that caused that paralysis, and it could be corrected by tapping into the energies and that's there. And I'm not talking about some weird and scary kind of thing. It's just that we have the ability to, with our powers within, to heal each other, and also for protection. And so when it comes to dealing with whatever beings, two-legged and four-legged and beyond, all of nature itself understands to the energies, and there are, have been, and still are people that have encountered beings, four-legged beings, and others that it was potentially dangerous and it could have been deadly, and it did not happen because they crossed paths with a two-legged being that was in touch with their power, and without saying anything verbally, you know, there was just this nonverbal communication. They gave them a pass and said, "Oh, that's you, brother, and that's you, sister," and said, "Pass, go right on where you're going with no problem."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then also in that divine realm, there's nourishment that we can actually breathe in that can nourish. And there's people that have been able to go for long, long periods of time without ingesting food, because the body needs, number one, nourishment, not number one, volumes of food, but number one, nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just got to, we're running out of time, but there's been lots of false written words and images that was given to us by the invaders a few hundred years ago. And prior to that, we were great people. We were high cultured people. We invented and we did things that have nobody have ever been able to do because we were highly spiritually in tune.
Thank you so much for, giving that direction. It is vital information for sure for us to understand our spiritual connectedness and the how powerful that is, truly how powerful it is. Yes, we are getting ready to wind down here, but I just have one more question in this area that I'd like you to respond to. What's your take on this, Brother Thurman? Are we really being bombarded with economic chaos in addition to everything else that's going on? And if so, what should we be doing about it? What should we be doing about what's happening with our economic stability as a nation of people? Yes.
Yes, and so yes, we are being bombarded with economic chaos, and what should we be doing about it? We should be banding together as groups and pooling our resources. And doing that in the form of cooperative economics, which is an ancient form of our ancient form of economics that does not incorporate the racism in the workplace, the jobs that the last one hired, the first fired, and unfair pay and limits on your advancement. We must do that so that now we have group economic power, which brings forth security that also would affect most everything that we've talked about, tonight, including the hunger and the malnourishment, the miseducation. Economics would position us to where we've been mistaught, and the young people, as you mentioned, we need to nurture them, their mind with right evidence-based information. With economics, with powerful economics, we would be building the institutions that would properly educate our people in all areas of activity. And we wouldn't be misguided. And by doing that, it would be solvable, and we would have achieved once again. We've got the opportunity to achieve once again total liberation and back to our high culture and peace that we had before the invaders came and tricked us and misled us. And so the last thing I want to say is that, Pilgrim's Day, Satan Santa and on is evidence that we are misguided when we contribute to enrich others and we suffer. With cooperative economics, is pooling our resources together and building economic power. And as one of the Us Lifting Us phrases says, we either take control of the economics of our communities or we'll forever be at the mercy of others.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very much for sharing that powerful piece of information. And I hear you loud and clear. And I hope that our listeners are hearing you as well. Us Lifting Us, Economic Development Cooperative. We have the methodology. We have the global machinery for our economic freedom and sovereignty. We have the process that we need to be working on that is going to be passed forward to future generations, and that will free us. And it is all based on family economics. And it's very workable, it's very doable, and in this process, everybody takes part and everybody wins. So for those of you in the listening audience, please go to usliftingus.com, www.usliftingus.com. Take a look at our website. Please study all of the information there and come and join with us in building this global economic economy so that we can all move forward. Thank you so very much for being with us this evening. We will be back again next Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, with Dare to Win and another exciting topic. Peace and love.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love, Sister Nanana.